The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 5, text number 16, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on April 2nd, 2009, in Riga, Latvia.
So tonight we're reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 5, text number 16. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Gyane tu tad agyanam. Yesham nashitam atmana. Tesham madit Yajjnanam. That's Vaj, actually. Tesham Aditya Vajjnanam. Prakasha Yati Tatparam. Jnanena Tu Tad Agyanam. Yesham nashitam atmana. Tesham aditya vajjnanam. Prakasha yati tatparam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. When, however, one is enlightened with the knowledge by which nescience is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. Purport. Those who have forgotten Krishna must certainly be bewildered. But those who are in Krishna consciousness are not bewildered at all. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvam Jnana Plavena Jnanagni Sarvakarmani and Nahi Jnanena Sadrusham. Knowledge is always highly esteemed. And what is that knowledge? Perfect knowledge is achieved when one surrenders unto Krishna, as it is said in the 7th chapter, 19th verse, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mag Prapadyate. After passing through many, many births, when one perfect in knowledge surrenders unto Krishna, or when one attains Krishna consciousness, then everything is revealed to him, as everything is revealed by the sun in the daytime. The living entity is bewildered in so many ways. For instance, when he unceremoniously thinks himself God, he actually falls into the last snare of nescience. If a living entity is God, then how can he become bewildered by nescience? Does God become bewildered by nescience? If so, then nescience, or Satan, is greater than God. Real knowledge can be obtained from a person who is perfect in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, one has to seek out such a bona fide spiritual master and under him learn what Krishna consciousness is. For Krishna consciousness will certainly drive away all nescience as the sun drives away darkness. Even though a person may be in full knowledge that he is not this body but is transcendental to the body, he still may not be able to discriminate between the soul and the supersoul. However, He can know everything well if he cares to take shelter of the perfect, bona fide, Krishna-conscious spiritual master. One can know God and one's relationship with God only when one actually meets a representative of God. A representative of God never claims that he is God. Although he has paid all the respect ordinarily paid to God, because he has knowledge of God. One has to learn the distinction between God and the living entity. Lord Sri Krishna therefore stated in the second chapter, 2.12, that every living entity is individual, and that the Lord also is individual. They were all individuals in the past, they are individuals at present, and they will continue to be individuals in the future, even after liberation. At night, we see everything as one in the darkness. But in the day when the sun is up, we see everything in its real identity. Identity with individuality in spiritual life is real knowledge.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raguna Tanvita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, in the dark night, you can't see anything. But when the sun comes up, you can see everything. So, when the Krishna sun arises within your heart, you can see everything. There's no more bewilderment. There's no more confusion. There's no more illusion. No more delusion. Simply transfusion. Of consciousness. Instead of experiencing matter, which is dull, lifeless, and gross. Such a Krishna conscious person experiences spirit at every minute. He experiences Krishna within everything. And everything within Krishna.
Un visu Krishna.
Therefore, he's never bewildered by any situation. He sees how Krishna is acting perfectly in each and every situation. Even in the most so-called calamitous situation, he feels how Krishna is protecting him. Like Kunti Devi. Vipada shantutashatvat tatra tatra jagadguru bhavanam darshanam yatshad apunarbarva darshanam. She said, "My dear Krishna, please send me more and more calamities. Because when these calamities come, I can do nothing but take shelter of you." And by taking shelter of you, I am no longer seeing birth and death.
Un tad, kad es esmu pieņēmusi patvērumu pie tevis, es vairs neredzu nāvi.
So this is the beauty of Krishna consciousness.
Un tā ir paties Krishnas apziņa.
Someone who is actually Krishna conscious cannot be disturbed by anything.
Tas, kurš patiešām ir Krishnas apziņā, viņš nesatrauc nekas.
He always feels the protection of Krishna.
Viņš vienmēr jūt Krishnas aizsardzību.
He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need anything because he has everything.
Viņam nekas nav nepieciešams.
When one has Krishna, then you have everything.
Tāpēc, ka viņam jau viss ir, jo tas, kam ir Krishna, tam ir viss.
Even if you're a poor beggar.
Pat, ja jūs esat trūcīgs lūdzējs.
Krishna will take perfect care of you at every minute.
Krishna parūpēsies par jums ik katru minūti.
All we need is Krishna.
Vienīgais, ko mēs kas mums ir nepieciešams, ir Krishna.
We don't need anything but Krishna.
Mums nav nepieciešams nekas izņemot Krishna.
So, we have to transform our hearts.
Un tā, mums ir jāpārveido savas sirdis.
Now our hearts are full of sense gratificatory desires.
Tagad mūsu sirdis ir pilnas ar vēlmēm, lai apmierinātu savus jūtīgus.
I want this kind of sense gratification. I want that kind of sense gratification. Give me sense gratification. Come on, Maya, gratify me. You see, that is our present deplorable state of consciousness. Deplorable means regrettable. So, how do we transform it? Now we are in the dark night. How do we get the light? We have to pray for the light. We have to beg for the light. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you beg for the light, Krishna will bless you. Krishna can hear your prayers. Krishna knows when you're chanting very nicely.
Krishna zina, tad, kad jūs lūdzaties ļoti.
He also knows when your chanting is garbage. So we should chant as nicely as possible to please Krishna. To that extent that we chant qualitative rounds. To that extent we come out of the darkness.
Jo līdz tam līmenim, cik mēs kvalitīvi skaitām savus apjus, līdz tam līmenim mēs arī tiekam ārā no tumsības.
So, we should try to chant purely the holy names.
Un tātad mums ir jācenšās tīri atkārtot svētie vārni.
Avoiding all of the nām aparāts.
Izvairoties no kādām nām aparātām.
That pure chanting
šī tīrā skandēšana
purchases Krishna.
Uzpēr Krishna.
You can purchase Krishna by your pure chanting of his name.
Jūs varat nopirkt Krishna caur to, ka jūs tīrā veidā skandējat viņu vārdu.
That person who is ajitta, who is completely, totally unconquerable.
Un tas, tā persona, kas ir ajitta, kas ir pilnīgi neuzveicama.
Can become conquered by one thing and one thing only.
Var tikt uzveikt tikai vienu un vienīgo lietu.
And that is by love.
Un tā ir mīlestība.
You can't purchase him with money.
Jūs nevarat nopirkt viņu par naudu.
You can't purchase him with pakoras. Pakoras?
Jūs nevarat viņu nopirkt ar pakoram.
Only with love can you purchase Krishna.
Tikai ar mīlestību jūs varat uzpirkt Krishna.
Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement
un tāpēc šī Krishna sapziņas kustība
is an institution.
Ir tāds institūts.
An educational institution.
Ir tāda apmācības iestāde.
To teach us how to love Krishna.
Lai mācīt mums, kā mīlēt Krishna.
That's all it is.
Un tas arī ir viss.
It's not a religious cult.
Tas nav nekāds religious cults.
It's a movement, a society, an institution simply to teach us how to love Krishna.
Tā ir kustība, iekārta, apmācība, institūts, kas māca, kā mīlēt Krishna.
Because anyone who learns how to love Krishna, Krishna becomes completely sold out to that person.
Krishna pilnībā sevi uztic šim cilvēkam.
Ye yata mam prapajyante tangs tathaiva bhajamyaham. Inasmuch as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly.
Tik lielā mērā, cik viņi uztic mani, sev, tik lielā mērā es viņiem atbildu.
So, how much Krishna do you want?
Cik lielā mērā jūs vēlaties Krishna?
Do you want a little bit of Krishna?
Mazliet Krishna jūs vēlaties?
Do you want a medium amount of Krishna?
Vai tā vidēji?
Or do you want the full Krishna?
Vai jūs vēlaties visu Krishna?
That is your choice.
Tā ir jūs izvēle.
How much Krishna do you want?
Cik daudz Krishnas jūs vēlaties?
You can have Krishna, the full Krishna.
Jūs varat saņemt visu Krishna.
All you have to do is fully give yourself to Krishna.
Vienīgais, kas jums ir jādara, pilnībā sevi jādod Krishna.
That's all you have to do.
Tas ir vienīgais, kas jums ir jādara.
Is fully give yourself to Krishna.
Pilnībā atdodiet sevi Krishna.
He is the most worthy person of giving ourselves to.
Viņš ir visvērtīgākā personība, kam sevi uzticēt.
I may give myself to a woman, or a woman may give herself to a man, you see. But then after some time, they dump us for somebody else. Or they leave their body and we lose their association. But if you give yourself to Krishna, you will never be disappointed. He never gets old. He never dies. And he'll never leave you. Although he may appear to leave you, to increase your feelings of love. Actually, he will never leave you. If you are completely, totally dedicated to him. Therefore, there is nothing more worthy of our endeavor. There is nothing more worthy of our understanding than to understand and implement the science of Krishna.
Kā saprast un pielietot zinātni par Krishna.
This is the greatest achievement.
Tas ir lielākais sasniegums.
This is greater than any politician.
Tas ir lielāk nekā jebkurš, jebkuru politiķis.
Any cinema star.
Vai filmu zvaigznes sasniegums.
Any professor.
Vai jebkurš profesors.
Any businessman.
Vai biznesmenis.
This is greater than any anyone has accomplished in this material world.
Tas ir lielāk, varenāk nekā jebkas, kas tiek sasniegts šajā materiālajā pasaulē.
To become the pure devotee of Krishna.
Kļūt par tīru Krishnas bhakti.
That places you as the one of the greatest people in the history of the universe. That makes you one of the greatest people in the history of the universe.
Tas jūs ierindos starp visiem izcilākajiem cilvēkiem.
We don't desire to be great.
Bet mēs nevēlamies būt izcili, vareni.
We simply desire to please the supreme great. That's all.
Mēs vienīgi vēlamies sagādāt prieku visaugstākajiem vareniem.
That is our Krishna consciousness movement. We simply want to please that supreme, all-attractive, beautiful Krishna
who has,
who is full in power, who is full in beauty, who is full in renunciation, who has unlimited knowledge, who has incalculable riches and unlimited fame. That's the person we want to please. And that's the person we want to become dear to.
Un mēs vēlamies kļūt dārgi šai personai.
Everybody wants to become dear to someone.
Katrs vēlas kļūt par dārgu kādam.
Therefore they seek friends.
Un tāpēc viņi meklē draugus.
Or they seek a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
Meklē vai draugu vai draudzeni.
Or if they have trouble getting along with people, then they get a dog.
Un ja viņiem ir problēmas sadzīvot ar cilvēkiem, tad viņi iegādājas suni.
Svabaka. And they become dear to that dog. When they come home from work in the evening, the dog wags his tail, you see. And they pat the sabaka on the head. And the sabaka then licks their face with his tongue, you see. And they feel very happy. Oh, I am very dear to this dog. So, why put your energy to become dear to a dog? When instead you can become dear to God. That is the human life. Any nonsense can become dear to a dog. That is no accomplishment. But if you can become dear to God, that is worthy accomplishment. So we want to teach you how to become dear to God. This is the message of our acharyas.
Un tas ir mūsu acharya vēstījums.
They do not want us to rot in this material existence.
Viņi nevēlas, lai mēs sapūtu šajā materiālajā eksistencē.
They are greatly pained to see how much we are suffering here.
Viņiem tas sagādā milzīgas ciešanas, redzēt, kā mēs šeit ciešam.
Therefore, they come to teach us the science of Krishna consciousness.
Un tāpēc viņi nāk, lai mācītu mums zināšanas par Krishnas apziņu.
They come to feed us prasādam.
Viņi nāk, lai mums sniegtu prasādam.
To give us a taste for Hare Krishna Kirtan.
Lai mums iedotu garšu Hare Krishna Kirtana garšu.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So, let us take advantage of the mercy of these great acharyas.
Un izmantosim šo priekšrocību, ko mums sniedz šo lielo, izcilo acharyu žēlsirdību.
Especially the greatest acharya.
Īpaši visizcilākais acharyas.
His divine grace, Om Vishnupad, Paramahamsa, Pariva Jakacharja Astatarasadashi Shimadesi Bhakti Vedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. my beloved spiritual master.
Mans mīļotais mīļākais skolotājs.
Let us take advantage of his mercy.
Izmantosim viņa to tās priekšrocības, ko dod viņa žēlastība.
Let us dedicate our entire lives to serve his mission.
Veltīsim pilnībā savas dzīves, lai kalpot viņa misijai.
He will bless us unlimitedly.
Viņš mūs svētīs bezgalīgi.
And when we die, we will go back to Godhead.
Un tad, kad mēs mirsim, tad mēs atgriezīsimies atpakaļ pie Dieva.
And we will meet Prabhupāda.
Un mēs satiksim Prabhupādu.
I'm looking forward to leaving my body, actually.
Es gaidu patiesībā brīdi, kad es varēšu atstāt šo ķermeni.
Because I'm going to meet Prabhupāda in that wondrous spiritual sky.
Tāpēc, ka es vēlos satikt Prabhupādu šajās brīnišķīgajās garīgajās debesīs.
But I, at the same time, I'd like to stick around for a while here.
Bet no otras puses, es vēl gribētu kādu laiku uzkavēties šeit.
If that will please him.
Ja tas viņu iepriecina.
So I can give him a bigger preaching report. Now our movement is not expanded that far yet. We are just in our beginning stages. Maybe we have, I don't know what the population of ISKCON is, but compared to the world population, it's very, very teeny weeny little percentage.
Es nezinu, cik liels ir kopumā ISKCON skaits, bet salīdzinot ar iedzīvotāju, zemes iedzīvotāju skaits, tas ir pavisam niecīgs.
What is the world population at the present time?
6 billion.
6 billion. So what is 1% of 6 billion?
60,000. 60 million?
Six million? 60 million? 60 million. Yes, we need to have 60 million followers of Prabhupada's movement on this planet.
Tātad, ja 1% ir 60 miljoni, tad mums vajag 60 miljonus Prabhupādas sekotāju šīs planētas.
I would like to stay on this planet at least until we have 60 million dedicated, fixed-up devotees in this movement.
Un es gribētu palikt uz šīs planētas vismaz tik ilgi, kamēr mums ir 60 miljoni pilnībā sevi veltījuši šai kustībai sekotāju.
Because Prabhupada told us if we have 1% of the world, if even 1% join, the whole world will be changed.
Un jo Prabhupāda teica, ka pat ja tiesa būs tikai 1% zemes iedzīvotāji pievienosies šai kustībai, visa pasaule tiks izmainīta.
So what is the population of Riga?
700,000.
700,000, so see 1% would be what, 7,000? We need to have 7,000 fixed up initiated devotees here in Riga.
7,000.
So I'm asking all of you to become pure devotees and make pure devotees.
Un tāpēc es lūdzu jūs visus kļūstiet par tīriem baktām un radiet citus tīrus baktus.
My request is 7,000 fixed up initiated ISKCON devotees here in Riga.
Mans lūgums ir 7,000 iniciēti ISKCON baktu šeit Rīgā.
You all will be, if you can do that, you'll be the big leaders in this city.
Un jūs varat to izdarīt, jūs būsiet lieli līderi šajā pilsētā.
So kindly do that.
Lūdzu, dariet to.
Become solidly fixed in Krishna Bhakti.
Nostiprināties Krishna, paši nostiprināties Krishna
Bhakti. And make 7,000 fixed up initiated devotees here in Riga.
Un panāciet, lai šeit Rīgā būtu 7,000 stabilu iniciētu bhakti.
So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Jautājumi ir kādi jautājumi.
Yeah.
Kā mēs varam pierādīt savu mīlestību Krišna vai uzskatīt Krišna?
Yeah.
How can we prove our love to Krishna?
Yes. There's two types of love. One is on the lips.
Ir divi veidi mīlestības. Viena ir uz lūpām.
I love you.
Es mīlu tevi.
That is on the lips.
Tā ir lūpa līmenī.
But that love, that is merely sentiment.
Bet tas ir vienīgi vienkārši sentiments.
Real love is love in action.
Īsta mīlestība ir mīlestība darbībā.
How do you act?
Kā jūs rīkojaties?
Do you act always for the pleasure of Krishna?
Vai jūs vienmēr rīkojaties Krishna par prieku?
Or do you act for the pleasure of your senses?
Vai jūs rīkojaties saviem jutekļiem par prieku?
If you love Krishna, you will always put Krishna first before your senses.
Ja jūs mīlat Krishna, jūs vienmēr Krishna liksiet pirmajā vietā pirms saviem jutekļiem.
Having full faith that ever my senses need, Krishna will give it to me. I don't have to worry about it.
Jo, jebko, ko mani jūtekļi vēlas, Krishna man jau var iedot pilnībā.
Love means Krishna first.
Mīlestība nozīmē Krishna pirmkārt.
In all of your activities.
Visās jūsu darbībās.
That is love.
Tā ir mīlestība.
Question more.
Prabhupāda deva norādījumu, ka mums jābūt ir džentlmeņiem, bet nevienmēr sabiedrība uztver mūsu darbību tādā veidā. Jautājums tā kļūt par džentlmeņiem. Question is, how to fulfill Prabhupāda's request to become a gentleman? Because society not always see us as gentlemen, so how to become this gentleman?
By strictly following the rules and regulations of Bhakti Yoga.
Sakojot ierobežojumiem, norādījumiem, ko dod Bhakti Yoga.
No illicit sex.
No
meat eating.
Negalisēšanai.
No intoxication.
Neapriekinošām vielām.
No gambling.
Ne azartspēlēm.
And chant at least 16 rounds every day.
Katru dienu vismaz 16 rounds.
Trying to avoid the offenses.
Cenšoties izvairīties no
apvainojumiem. That will make you a gentleman.
Tas jūs izvietos par gentleman.
Perfect gentleman.
Pilnīgi gentleman.
Questions more? Yeah.
Jūs sākumā teicāt, ka mums ir jāpielūdz Krišņu, jūs teicāt?
Jālūdz
Krišņu, bet vai nav pretruna, ka kā īsti paties bakta neko nedrīkst lūgt? Although you mentioned at the beginning of the lecture that a pure devotee should beg Krishna, but isn't there but isn't there a contradiction, because if one is a pure devotee, one shouldn't beg anything?
No, it is not contradiction. Prabhupada said nothing to purchase except for Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness.
Neko neprasīt, izņemot, neiegādāties, izņemot Krishna, tā ir Krishna sapsīt.
Don't be a mayavadi.
Nesiet mayavadi.
And say, no, I can't have, I must have no desires.
Kas saka, ne, man ir jānonāk līmenī, kad nav nekādu vēlmi.
No mind, no thoughts, just nothing.
Nav prāta, nav domu, nekā.
Your nature is, you have to, once you have desire is an intrinsic part of your nature. You cannot stop desiring.
Jūsu daba ir tāda, ka vēlmes ir neatņemamas jūsu dabas sastāvdaļa. Jūs nevarat pārstāt vēlmes.
You will either desire Krishna or you will desire Maya, that's all.
Jūs vainu vēlaties Krishna vai Maya, tas arī viss.
So if you don't go begging for Krishna, you go begging Maya Devi for sense gratification.
Tāpēc, ja jūs neiet lūgties Krishna, jūs ejat lūgties Maya Devi, lai apmierinātu jūs.
Hare Krishna means we are begging Krishna for pure bhakti.
Hare Krishna nozīmē, ka mēs lūdzam Krishna tīru bhakti.
It is a prayer of the beggar.
Un tā ir lūdze lūgšanas.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. How did Prabhupada present himself in his arrival prayer to the U.S.?
kādā veidā izpaudis sevi Prabhupāda tajā lūkšanā, ko viņš sarakstīja, kad ieradās Amerikā.
Insignificant beggar.
Nenozīmīgs ubags.
If Prabhupāda is a beggar,
ja Prabhupāda ir ubags,
for the mercy of Krishna,
pēc Krišnas žēlsības,
we are Prabhupāda Nugas.
Un mēs esam Prabhupāda Nugas.
We must also be beggars for the mercy of Krishna.
Mums arī ir jāubago Krišna žēlsība.
Begging Krishna for his mercy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Next question. Why don't you all come closer? There's all this empty space here. Fill in, come up closer. All you men, don't sit in the back. Come close, come on. Don't leave all this empty space, you know.
Kā,
it doesn't make sense.
Kā attīstīt šo garšu, skandēt svēto vārdu? How to develop the taste for the holy name?
Yeah. Actually, you already have taste for the holy name.
Patiesībā jums jau ir šī garša pēc svētā vārda.
Simply it is covered right now by the so-called taste for sense gratification.
Bet tikai pagaidām tā ir pārklāta ar tā saukto vēlmi garšu pēc jūtekļu apmierināšanas.
Just like, you like sweets, don't you?
Jums taču garšo saldumu, vai ne?
But if you have jaundice, you will find sweets to be very bitter. If you catch the disease known as jaundice.
Bet, ja jums ir dzeltenā kaita, tad jums saldumi liksies ļoti rūgti.
You will find that sweets are very, very bitter.
Jūs atklāsiet, ka saldumi garšo ļoti, ļoti rūgti.
So, what will the doctor give you as medicine for your jaundice?
Un kādu līdzekli dod slimniekam dakteris, kad viņam dzeltenā slimība?
You must eat sugar candy every day.
Jums ir jāēd cukurnietis katru dienu.
It tastes so bad, you just want to spit it out.
Tas tik briesmīgi garšo, ka jūs gribat to skļaut ārā.
But because the doctor has ordered you to take the sugar candy, you take it every day.
Bet tā kā doktors ir licis jums ēst cukurnietis, tad jums ir jāēd katru dienu.
And gradually, by taking that sugar candy, your jaundice becomes cured and it tastes sweet again.
Un tā pakāpenis pēc kāda laika, pateicoties cukurnietriem, dzeltenā gaita apkāpjas un saldumu atkal garšo saldi.
So, Krishna consciousness is naturally very sweet.
Un pēc dabas Krishnas apziņa ir ļoti salda.
But because you are suffering from the jaundice of material sense gratification desires,
bet tāpēc, ka jums ir šī dzeltenā slimība, kas izpaušas tādā veidā, ka jums ir šīs materiālās vēlmes,
at the present time, Krishna consciousness for you tastes very bitter.
Tāpēc Krišnas apziņa jums šobrīd garšo ļoti rūgti.
So the spiritual master, he is the doctor.
Garīgais skolotājs ir ārsts.
And he is ordering you to keep tasting this, keep taking this bitter medicine every day.
Un viņš kā ārsts liek jums dzert šīs rūgtās zāles katru dienu.
Even if it's very, very, very bitter.
Un pat, ja tas garšo ļoti rūgti.
Get up for Mangalārti.
Celieties uz Mangalārti.
Take bath. Even in the cold Latvian winter, take bath. Put on tilak, dhoti, kurta. Or for the ladies, put on sari. Even if it's weird or it's bitter, do it anyway. Take those japa beads and chant, even if it's bitter, like bitter poison. Dutifully chant the holy names on the order of the spiritual master. In this way, if you faithfully follow the physician's prescription, your jaundice-like condition will gradually become cured.
Jūsu šī te dzeltenai kaitai līdzīgā slimība.
And you will appreciate the pure natural sweetness of Krishna consciousness at every minute with ever increasing relish.
Un jūs varēsiet atkal baudīt šo salmi, ko sniedz Krishnas apziņa.
Even when just you hear someone's hand going boom on the mridanga drum, your heart will dance in ecstasy, thinking of Chaitanya Lila. It's that boom. Ah, you'll have visions of Gaura Kirtan, Lalo Chaitanya and the Panchatattva having Kirtan in Navadvip just by hearing boom on the mridanga. So in this way, take that bitter medicine. I don't care how bitter it is. Even if it's unbearably bitter, keep chanting Hare Krishna. Keep following these regulated principles. If you do so, I can absolutely guarantee you that day will come when you will see Krishna face to face, eye to eye. So do not stop this chanting, because it will enable you to meet God. Shishi Gornitai Ki Jai. Speaking of meeting God, we're just meeting God right now. Shishi Radhadamadar Ki Jai, Shishi Gornitai Ki Jai. Next question. Yeah.
Vai tas būtu labi, ja visu mūsu planētu kļūtu par vaktā? Would it be nice if all entire planet, the population of the entire planet, would become devotees?
Oh, yes. Oh, that would be so wonderful.
Yeah,
may Krishna bless you that your desire will come true.
Lai Krishna jūs svētī, tev svētī, lai tev vēlme piepildās.
Next question.
Ceļojot un redzat, kāda ir depresija pasaulē, un vai šī depresija gadījumā neskars arī Krišnas apziņu, ja? Un ko vajadzētu darīt. You are traveling a lot and you will see how this big depression has touched the world. And the question is, could it be possible that the depression would touch Krishna consciousness too? And if so, what should we do to protect Krishna consciousness from this depression?
Actually, I think we are stimulating the economy. By spending money for Krishna. It's like I'm spending so many dollars on plane tickets. I haven't stopped traveling because of the recession. I'm traveling more.
Un šīs depresijas tik daudz naudas tērē, piemēram, lidmašīnu biļetēm, un es
I think this Hare Krishna movement will save the economy.
Es domāju, ka Hare Krishna kustība glābs ekonomiku.
Because we have not stopped spending money for Krishna.
Tāpēc, ka mēs nepārtrauksim tērēt naudu Krishna.
Krishna is Lakshmi Nath.
Krishna ir Lakshmi Nath.
He has unlimited money.
Viņam ir neierobežotas naudas daudzums.
So whatever money you have, you spend all of it for Krishna.
Un lai kāda nauda jums būtu, jūs visu to ieguldītu Krishna.
Then Krishna will give you more money.
Un Krishna jums dos vairāk naudas.
And if you spend all of that money for Krishna,
un jūs tērēsiet visu šo naudu Krishna,
he will give you even more money.
vēl vairāk naudas.
And if you spend all of that money for Krishna, he will give you even more money.
Un ja vēl vairāk jūs tērēsiet, jūs vēl vairāk saņemsiet.
In this way, a devotee can control all the wealth of this entire planet. Can control the entire wealth of this planet by engaging all of it in Krishna's service.
Un tādā veidā bhaktas gal galā kontrolēs visu šīs planētas bagātību.
On Sunday we will have a special fundraising to finish the temple room.
Mums svētdien būs īpašs līdzekļu vākšanas pasākums, lai pabeigtu altāra zāli.
I'm asking everyone to pledge to their full might to finish this temple room.
Un es lūdzu ikvienu pielikt visus savus spēkus, lai pabeigtu altāra zāli.
Spend money for Krishna.
Pieejiet naudu Krishna.
And he will give you more money.
Un viņš jums dos vairāk, vēl vairāk naudu.
That's the secret of how to become wealthy.
Tas ir noslēpums, kā kļūt bagātiem.
That's the secret of how to end this recession.
Un tas ir, kā šo te ekonomisko.
It's called the Hare Krishna bailout.
Un tas ir kādā veidā pārvarēt šo ekonomisko krīzi.
Yes. Any other questions? Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify. You said that for an economic depression or for emotional depression?
Because I use the depression meaning people become depressed. So not recession. It was one part, this recession, but then this.
You weren't talking about the economic thing.
Both. He was
both.
Yeah, both.
See, depression is also when recession gets even worse, they call it a depression.
Then there is people are
mental depression.
Mental depression, where people are depressed, become depressed.
That's because they're not spending their money for Krishna. If anybody who's depressed, just spend your money for Krishna. And your depression will go away. If you don't believe me, just try it. We have a donation box right over there. As you leave the temple tonight, put some money in the box and see how you feel. You'll be dancing in ecstasy all the way home. I guarantee it, or double your money back. Any other questions?
How I should act as a mother if my grown-up children, let's say, get in trouble? Should I try to help them, or should I leave it to Krishna, or how should I?
You have to help them. It's your duty as a mother to save them from birth and death.
Jūs pienākums kā mātei ir glābt viņus no šī te piedzimšanas un nāves cikla.
Helping means give them Krishna consciousness.
Palīdzēšana nozīmē dot viņiem Krishna sapratni.
Feed them prasadam.
Dodiet viņiem prasadam.
If they can't hear the philosophy, stuff them full of prasadam.
Ja viņi neklausās filozofiju, pabarojiet kārtīgi viņus ar prasadam.
Fill them up with glob jamans.
Ar glob jamoniem.
And when they're laughing in ecstasy after the 15th glob jaman, then you can preach to them.
Un tad, kad viņi ekstāzē ir smējās pēc 15. glob jamana, tad dodiet viņiem ar filozofiju.
Next question.
Nākamais.
Yeah.
Kāda instrukcija būtu pie pieejamas, ko varētu valdībai likt?
Rīt lekcijā tik minēts piemērs, kā neveiksmīgs baktu piemērs, kad pilsētas tēvi vērsās pie baktām ar lūgumu paskaidrot, kādā veidā sekojot Prabhupādas instrukcijām varētu pārvaldīt pilsētu, un baktas nevarēja atbildēt jautājumus, kur varētu iepazīties ar šādām instrukcijām. In the morning you mentioned that case when devotees were approached by government or people from the government and they approached them and asked how to lead this society according to instructions of Prabhupada and they couldn't save them. The devotees weren't able to reply properly. And so to avoid such situations, where could we get these instructions or
Prabhupada's books are there.
Ir Prabhupada's grāmatas šeit.
Contact your GBC immediately.
Un nekavēties sazināties ar savu GBC.
Your GBCs can definitely give them proper instructions.
Jo jūsu GBC pilnīgi noteikti varēs dot precīzus norādījumus.
Or if I'm around you, I can also instruct.
Un kamēr es esmu šeit, es arī varu dot šādus norādījumus.
I happen to be, if your prime minister happens to come, and I'm here, then bring them up to my room. I can tell them how to straighten out this. I can tell them how to straighten out this country. Anything else? Yeah.
Kā labāk pildīt savus pienākumus? What is the best way to perform one's duties?
With love.
Ar mīlestību.
Next question.
Ienāk šeit primēri ministrs, un tad jūs būsiet spiesti viņam teikt, ka saskaņā ar Bhagavad Gītu valsti jāvada kšatriem, un viņš būs dusmīgs. If our prime minister visited the temple, you would be forced to tell him that according to Bhagavad Gita, a country should be ruled by a kshatriya, and it would annoy him.
No, I'm not. You're not forced to preach in any stereotyped way.
Nē, es neesmu spiests sludināt kādā noteiktā priekšstatu veidā.
Prabhupāda met with Indira Gandhi, a woman.
Prabhupāda satikās ar Indira Gandhi.
He didn't say, "Well, woman is not supposed to be the ruler." He didn't tell her that. Devotees aren't stupid. Time, place, and circumstance. Deja kalapatra. An acharya is expert at preaching according to time, place, and circumstance.
Acharyas, tas ir tas, kurš ir meistars sludināt saskaņā ar laiku, vietu un apstākļiem.
That's what differentiates the Uttama Bhakta from the Madhyama Bhakta.
Un tas ir tā ir atšķirība no Uttama Bhaktas no Madhyama Bhakta.
He can preach just perfectly according to that particular situation.
Un jo viņš sludina precīzi saskaņā ar doto situāciju.
So if they come to you, you better bring him to someone else.
Gadījumā, ja viņš atnāk pie jums, labāk aizvediet viņu pie kāda cita.
Next question.
Nākamais jautājums.
Hi,
How to help a person who used to chant japa, but now is chanting only when he can't get asleep, just to it uses mantra as a sleeping pill. How to help such a person?
Are you chanting 16 rounds regularly?
Are you serious about this?
Three months. Are you following all the four regular principles now?
Are you separating the principle and chanting?
Sometimes it happens that I eat eggs if the eggs are added to
Physician, heal thyself. First, you become strong and fixed in Krishna consciousness. And then Krishna will give you the shakti, the potency that you can convince others. If your own practice is deficient, your potency to convince others is very limited. So you focus on your own Krishna consciousness. Becoming very, very fixed up in Krishna consciousness in yourself. Haven't you become completely fixed up in Krishna consciousness? You become so powerful to be able to convince the whole world. Next question. Yeah.
Vajadzētu pieprasīt no saviem tīneģeriem, vecuma bērniem, lai vismaz vienu apli skaitu, vai arī man ar savu piemēru vajadzētu viņus iedvesmot. Should I demand that my teenage children chant at least one round per day, or should I show my personal example and try to inspire them by my personal example?
If they were little children, you could force them, but teenagers, forget it. It's too late to force them. You just better be a good example and feed him a lot of prasadam and keep telling him how blissful it is. You can't force teenagers. They'll resent it like anything.
Jūs nevarat piespiest teenagers, kas vienkārši astums viņus. What is a small child and what is a teenager?
Teenager begins 13, you see.
Teenager begins 13.
It's 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, that's teenager. 13 through 19 is a teenager. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. That's why they're called teenagers.
So it's not late because my daughter, she's 11.
11? Oh. You can try then. You can try, although she's almost a teenager, so it'd be a little tough. But is she under the influence of older brothers and sisters, or is she the...
She's not.
She, She's just one person alone?
Viņa ir viena dzīvo, vai viņa ir vecākie brāļi un māsas, kas var iespēdēt?
Vecākie.
No, she is the oldest one.
She's the, oh, you should try to get him the chant, yeah. It's your last chance.
Jūs pēdējais pēdējais.
You have to coat it with a lot of honey, of course, you know. But at this point, they're almost teenagers. You've got to pour a lot of honey at the same time. The real thing is bring her to the temple. That's the thing. If you can get her to hear the philosophy, just like you're hearing, if you can get her to hear the philosophy, that can have a powerful impact. Bring her for the every possible lecture you can. Especially while I'm here, you see. I'll be here for a whole week. Get her all excited that there's a visiting spiritual master and the lectures are really amazing and you'll just really love it and get her all excited to come and hear the lecture. And let's see if Krishna can work his magic.
She loves and she likes visiting the temple and she has his own altar. The problem is she is lazy to chant the japa.
Bring her here.
And she has seen you too.
Bring her here and just let me know that she's here and show me who she is so I can make... I can work on her during the lecture. Now that I know the situation, if I say, you let me know, here she is, then I can actually give the whole lecture just for her and she won't even know it. Any other questions?
Tādā veidā jūtot, kā tu izplati šo kustību, bet darot vienkāršus darbus, es to tā nejūt. Kā pareizi, ja? Kā pareizi. Šīla Prabhupāda asked to chant 16 rounds and
at least 16 rounds
and be engaged in devotional service in a way that you feel how you push forward this movement. But well, when I'm doing some, what do you say in English, menial work, simple things, well, I can't...
For example, what are you doing?
Piemēram, ko jūs darat? For example, I cook porridge and for food for life. And,
you're cooking, distributing prasadam.
Jūs izmantot prasadam?
That's Lord Chaitanya's secret weapon. You're doing the greatest revolutionary activity. Jai, Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Everybody's finished now. All questions finished.
We see all that anxious.
That's it? All right. There's nothing else? Everybody be here tomorrow morning for Bhagavatam class. We have the most amazing, wonderful, mystical experience every morning. At 4:30 a.m., the curtains open. And the Lord blesses us with His special potency. The Brahma Maharta, there's a special, special potency only available at the Mangal Arti. Those who are here for Mangal Arti, they get very, very special blessings from Shishi Gornitai and Shishi Radhadamadhu. And then we worship the sacred Tulsi tree. And get the blessings of Srimati Tulsi Maharani that we can enter into Vrindavan. That we can enter into Vrindavan. We get special blessings for entering into Vrindavan. And then we have a wonderful japa session in the early morning when it's so, the holy names are so powerful. In the presence of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, we are chanting on the japa together. Then we greet the deities after they've been dressed so nicely by the pujaris. Then we have Guru Puja for Srila Prabhupada. And then we're studying from the first canto of the Bhagavatam about Sri Narad Muni. About how you can become a great Muni. Following in the footsteps of Narad Muni, you can become a great Muni. This wonderful experience is worth thousands and millions of dollars. We are giving it to you every morning for free. Right here, tomorrow morning, starting at 4:30 a.m. So everyone's invited. You're all welcome. Thank you very much. Raja Vidra Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Srimad Sankarsan Dasatikari Ki
Jai.